Blog Talk Radio.
There was a family on their way down south, and they had gone as far as they could go, and they made their way, and they were driving on a dirt road. Storm came, the lightning started flashing. The young man that was driving the car lost control of the automobile, ran off the road, and everybody was all right except him. They got out of the car, and just across the dirt road was a white house. They took him across there to that white house and knocked on the door, and a white lady came to the door and said, "Can I help you?" They said, "Ma'am, if you just let us, our brother just got in an accident. We want to just come in and make a telephone call. We want to call the doctor." They walked in, and daughter got on the phone, and the phone kept ringing, and there was no answer. Finally, somebody picked up the phone and said, "I'm sorry, but the doctor's not here. He's out on his round." Somebody say yes here. Well, the daughter put that phone down and went back into the living room, and the little children, they were sitting there crying. They were all sitting there crying. And by that time, grandmama had got out of the car. She made her way across that dirt road, and she walked up to it and just opened up the screen door, and she peeped in and she said, "How's my son doing?" And they told her, "Say, Mama, we tried to call the doctor, but he was out on his rounds." She said, "Child, let me come in." She walked in and she looked at that white lady. She said, "Ma'am, do you have a closet?" She said, "Ma'am, do you have a closet?" The white lady looked at her and said, "If you want to use the phone, you can use the phone." She said, "No, ma'am, I don't want to use the phone, but I want to call my doctor, and I need to go to the closet." Wait a minute. She made her way to that closet, and there was just enough room for her to get in there. She walked in that closet. The children were walking behind her. She walked in that closet, and she closed the door. And before she talked to the Lord, she said this.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, my Jesus, I can come on.
say yes. Well, grandmama came out that closet, and she made her way back to the living room. And everybody was just singing and praying to the Lord. The children had gotten happy. The white lady had gotten happy. And while they were praising the Lord, there come a knock on the door. They were just praising the Lord. Daughter ran to the door and said, "Who is it?" The man that was standing at the door said, "Listen, little girl, I'm the doctor. If you don't mind, I was just in these bars and I needed a place to turn into. Would you mind if I come in?" He walked in that room. He walked in that room and mama didn't say anything. Everybody else was happy. She just raised her voice and said this.
"There is joy, joy in I said joy in my room. Oh, I did receive my joy. Yeah, I had it right on my street. He healed me all my mouth in my room."
Let me hear you say yes. Let me hear you say yes. If you know him to be a doctor, say yes.
God bless you, families, and God for each and every one of you. I thank you for tuning in on this Friday. Listen, I just got some quick and short announcements. Then I'm just going to go ahead and get on out the way. Amen. And let our Pastor Smith and Mother Jackson go ahead and do what they want to do. We want to send a shout out to that song, our own very own Brother Joe. Amen. Brother Joe, Pastor told you he's going to get that song for you. Amen. And we love you. Amen. And you keep. As you stand courage and you keep pushing and doing what you are doing. Thanks of God, families and friends. Listen, this is our fasting day. It's the first day, beginning of the fasting day. And I just want to invite all you all throughout internationally and then throughout the world, just come on and just fast. You know, you're going to find out how powerful it is, and you're going to find out how strengthened that it be, especially for your spirit. Amen. And it's a great thing to do, and I want you to come on in and come on a fast. Listen, saints of God, today, if you really not understand what the fast is going to be, I'm going to have it up on social media through our website. Amen. ADMGospel.us. ADMGospel.us. Those that needs to come on and be a part, if you want to listen to the broadcast through, my God Almighty, the internet, you really can. And all you got to do is click on ADM Gospel and click on radio broadcast. Amen. Click on radio broadcast and you can come on here. And it's always a blessing for you to come on in. I want you to begin to get on board with us, get on the fast. This is already starting our beginning of our anniversary, setting off our anniversary. Family and friends, we want you to come on and take a part. And my God, God's going to be doing something exceedingly and abundantly above all things. He's been blowing my mind. My God, not only in my own personal life, but in life of others, and watching and see how God has been taking their life into a higher place. Amen. Those, listen, I just want to share a little bit along today, because every day, every morning, and every night, we got scriptures to read. We want to keep our spirit fed. For those have not, you want to be a part internationally, today's fast is really, we're going to turn off the TV, get rid of the social media, amen? So in other words, social media, we're talking about Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter. You know, all these different things that keeping our occupied, and we really cannot get focused. Even the TV, amen, we'll get so caught up into the TV and everything to where we can't even focus on our thoughts and get ourselves together, amen, and start centering ourselves. So we really want to shut off everything, shut off all kinds of stuff. I know some of you work in using your electronics and different things, but listen, let's not, all this recreational stuff, dealing with social media and different things. We want to stay away from the recreation of things. Amen. We want to stay away from the TV. Let's back away, because TV can get us so corrupt and so engaged to where we all off balance. We're all into the news. We're all into everything. We're all into the talk shows, talk soap, and everything. So today we're going to shut it down. Amen. Let's shut it down, my God. It's Friday, my God. Let's engage with the family. Let's engage with the Lord. Listen, I want to share with you today's morning scripture. Today's morning scripture is coming from Deuteronomy 31:6. How do we know that? If you have a family, if you was in church Sunday, you'll begin to get your paperwork. I'm dealing with the fast and got each day the scriptures and each day what we will be doing as a family. Amen. And also, I want you to begin to look at on the bottom of it. Got some important instructions pertaining to individual that is sick, the individual that is doctor. Understand that Pastor and ABM family, we are not no doctors or we're not no physician. We cannot diagnose. A lot of you, some of you are on medication and you got proper different things that you have to take with your medication and different things. So let's make sure as we're going through this fast, we making sure we're doing what the doctor prescribed us to do. Amen. If they say we need to take a little something or have something in our stomach with certain medicine that we have to take, please, please follow the instructions of your doctor. Amen. Because we are not no licensed physicians or we are not no licensed doctors that are able to diagnose or take you on or take you off of something. Amen. So listen, saints of God, I want to share this with you. Deuteronomy 31:6. It says, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doeth good with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Amen. Understand that God is not going to fail you. He's not going to forsake you. Understand you need to be in good courage. Amen. And you just be strong into the Lord as we're going on. Let's make sure we dissect that. If I can give you any suggestion, my God, when you get down, when you come home and start winding down for the day, or if you home, let's go ahead and just go ahead and dissect and feed our soul today with the Spirit of God and worship and different things. Amen. Listen, I'm finna get ready to get on out the way. I know Mother Price and not Mother Price, but Mother Jackson, Mother Jackson Correction, and our very own Pastor Smith, they have something very encouragement. So I'm finna get on out the way and let Mother Price, Mother Jackson go ahead and intercede in the Holy Ghost. And I know next week y'all will be hearing it. Our very own Pastor Smith, and I'll be on out the way. But I want to encourage each and every one of you. Y'all, come on. Let's get into this fast. Come on. Get in this celebration with us all over the world. We want you to come on and take a part of it. Amen. We're going to have it up on our website, admgospel.us. I want you to come on. My God, get in the group with us. Look at it with us. Follow the instructions. That's where you can have a faithful fast. Amen. God bless each and every one of you, and I thank God for you. God bless you, Mother Jackson, as well. God bless all of you. Also, Pastor Smith. Amen. God bless you, and I thank God for each and every one of you. Amen.
God bless you, Pastor.
Good morning to each and every one of you, to Pastor Temple and to Pastor Smith also. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you first, giving you the honor. Who's truly the head of my life? Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you just for another Friday, God. We thank you how you kept us out last night and up until this point. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you because you didn't let no hurt, harm, or danger came upon us, God. And early this morning, God, you began to breathe into our lungs, God, and we began to arise, God. Some of us began to sit on the bed just thanking you just for another day. Life happens, strength, activities in our bodies was working just fine, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We can't thank you enough. Oh, God, when we open our mouth, it just out of matters. Just say, thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We lift every minister up this morning, God. We pray continually that you let them stay up on the wall, God. We pray continually. Let your truth roll from those lips of clay like never before in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you continue to shield them and protect them in every area of their life, God, and give them traveling mercy when they're up and down the highways and byways. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up the first lady up and every wife, God, that belongs to a minister, Dakota Boshay, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to shield and keep them, God. Keep them in good health, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, let them continue to lay before you, God, to walk beside their mates in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you. We thank you for so much, God. We can't thank you enough. In the name of Jesus, God, we We just pray, God, that you continue to heal like never before, God. We thank you for your healing, God. We realize that you say by your stripes we are healed. But, God, we're just beginning to thank you for your healing because we know it's already done, God. No matter how the body might want to function, but we know how to remote in your word. We're already healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Might not look like that to the natural eyes, God, but we know by your faith it's already done in the mighty name of Jesus. So we just say thank you, Lord. We thank you for watching over our family all night long, God. Shielding them, protecting them, God. You didn't let any hurt, harm, or danger come upon them. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you how you continue to prepare being a Mayweather for us in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for preparing food on our table, God. For paying our bills, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as you do it for us, God, let us still have that passion, God, to reach out for someone else, God. Sometimes, God, let us forget about our needs, God, and think about someone else, God. But continue to let us love like you love each and every day, God. Let us continue to encourage someone, by the way. In the name of Jesus, God, let us tell somebody, don't give up, because help is on the way. Jesus is your help, heart of the most shape. He's a may waker for you in the name of Jesus. Let us tell somebody that God is still saving. He's still filling people with this precious Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for knocking on somebody's door this morning. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We just thank you. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we look towards the hill which coming out here. We realize all our help coming from you. No other God that we know, God. We ask you constantly, Lord, to create in us a clean heart. And renew the right spirit within us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to be obedient, God, unto you, God, and to our leaders, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to cry out, let us cry out for the one that despitefully uses us, the one that we know doesn't like us. God, let us lift them up in prayer and continue to pray for them, God. Oh, God, let us continue, God, to keep our mouth closed instead of speaking negative things on other, God. In the name of Jesus, help us this morning, God. Help us in every area in our life, God. Continue to lead us and to guide us. In the name of Jesus, God. And let us continue to lift those people up that's been in this storm. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We constantly pray, God. Oh, God, that you keep them covered, saved, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you keep them clothed, and touch our heart, each and every one of us, God. So just to do something for them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us have that passion to reach out, God, just like you have reached out to us, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray today, God, let your perfect will be done, God. Not our will, Lord, but let your perfect will be done. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. God, we thank you because you have turned somebody's mind this morning, God. Somebody that has a wondering mind, God. Trying to decide, what they want to do. I know, Lord, God, but we thank you this morning for putting your hand upon their head, God. Letting them make the right decision, God. Having them to have a stable mind in you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. So we just say thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we reach out, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, put the blood over the rebellious spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your wisdom, God, that you're pouring out to us, God. And those of us that want to receive it, oh, God, we just reach out and receive the word. Reach out, for your wisdom, God. Reach out for your understanding, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. That's what you died upon the cross for, God. Because when you said it was finished, God, So it's up to us, Oromoshe. Take it by full, high Oromoshe. It's already there in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you this morning, God. We thank you, God, for pulling us up out of the pit, God. Oh, God, when we were just laying there. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you for your salvation this morning. Oh, God, we thank you for filling us with your Holy Spirit, God. So let us have compassion on somebody else, God. Long suffering for them, God. When it seems like they're not going to say, when it seems like they're not going to come out of, when it seems like they're not ready for it, God. Oh, God, let us continue to love on them, God, and to cry out their name, hey, in the mighty name of Jesus, and see you move, God. We thank you for moving. You work miracles every day, God. Oh, God. We see it each and every day, God. Oh, God. When we go to the hospital, take taxes when they finish, God. They see nothing. That's a miracle by all itself, God. So we thank you, Lord. But let us still use wisdom in all things, God. You're teaching us teaching every day, God. What a mighty God we serve this morning. Somebody this morning needs to walk through the house and begin to shake themselves. In the name of Jesus, and just begin to give God the glory. Just begin to thank God, because he woke you up this day. Just begin to thank him, because he made a way that you feel the pain this morning. Oh, glory be to God. Don't let us take things for granted. Just let us begin to love on Jesus. Just tell him thank you. God, we thank you for making a way, God. We thank you, God, this day, God, that every ear that has an ear, to hear your prayers, to hear your word that's coming forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, glory to your name, God. No other God like you, Adorable. Thank you for Jehovah Jireh, our provider. God, we thank you for being our healer, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We give you all the glory, Adorable, all the praises, Adorable. Oh, it does to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we'll say, just Lord, have your way, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even as Pastor Smith come forth, God, Adorable, God, have your way in the mighty name of Jesus, God, and let your people receive the word of God, Adorable, and hide it upon their heart, God, that they may not sin against thee, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, we thank you, Mother, for that beautiful, awesome, anointed prayer this morning. Amen. Good morning, ADM. Amen. Good morning to our radio and internet listeners. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. And we shall rejoice, praise God, and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. Haven't God been so good to you this week? Amen. Praise God. And this morning he woke you up. He started you on your way. Amen. Praise God. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Everything is in place. We give honor and glory to God on this day. Amen. Praise God. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life. Amen. To my wife and to my pastors. Amen. Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, amen. Praise God. To the ADM frontline and to the ADM family, praise God. And to you out there, praise God. Amen. Praise God. Norway, France, USA, amen. Australia, amen. Praise God. And a shout out to North Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and California. And any and everybody else out there under the sound of my voice, good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise God. Amen. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. Praise God. I just tell you, saints, I just feel a hallelujah in my soul. Amen. This morning, amen. Praise God. And I thank God, amen, for saving me. Amen. Wretch undone. Amen. Praise God. Salvation is the key. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And the word unlocks everything. Praise God. The word of God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And somebody ought to give the Lord a yes, Lord, for this morning. Because he didn't have to do it. Amen. But he met us here this morning. Amen. Praise God. Open up the doors of life, health, and strength this morning to you, me, and you. Amen. Praise God. And we thank him for it. And we praise him for it. Amen. Praise God. And I'd just like to back the pastor up. Amen. Praise God. We have a lot going on. We have our church anniversary. Praise God. And we have prayer and fasting going on. Amen. Shut off those TVs. Shut down that internet stuff that you're doing for social media. Amen. Praise God. And tune in into the Spirit of God. Amen. He'll bless your soul. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. He's already blessed you this morning. Amen. Because you know what? We serve a mighty God. Praise God. He's mighty in stature. He's mighty in everything that we can think of or conceive. Amen. God is almighty. Amen. And he's yet on the throne. Praise God. Amen. But I tell you, he's been so good. So when I think about the goodness of the years, all that he has done for me,
I'm gonna talk to you.
Soul,
wow.
I think I'm gonna say it again. My soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Amen. This is Friday. Amen. Amen. Another week has passed by. Amen. Praise God. We've been through so much. Amen. After Sunday. Amen. Praise God. But I'm going to give you a little rundown, praise God, as I normally do. Amen. On the nuggets and topics that went forth during the week. Amen. Up till today. Amen. Praise God. Well, you know, on Mondays, amen, Monday evenings, the Pastor Spencer comes in and he gives us Bible study and nuggets, amen, praise God, on the arm of God, and praise God. So we get that every Monday. Tuesday, amen. Pastor Spencer came and backed that up with keep pressing, amen. And then keep Texas prayed up, amen, amen. Also, on Wednesday, our very own, my wife, Sister Smith, came with Depending on God. On Thursday, Pastor Spencer came back with Wisdom, a Weapon for Warfare. Amen. And I tell you, he gave so much here. Amen. And one that I really keyed on was Faith without wisdom is destructive. Amen. Amen. Very destructive. Amen. For the saints. Amen. 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 And then on Brother Joe came, amen, praise God, and he gave a message in Psalms 34, 4 through 7, spirits attaching itself to others personally, amen, and believing God for your healing and blessing, amen. Then Pastor Spencer came and backed that up again with apply now wisdom. Amen. And he also said something that was very significant. He said, seek doctors too, for they are qualified. Amen. He was speaking on whether you were qualified to be a medical professional and not being a medical professional. Amen. When it comes to your health, praise God. Amen. Wise word. Wise word. If they're not qualified, then you shouldn't be talking to them. Amen. Concerning your health. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Guard your spirit. Know your body. Deal with issues. Mental things. Amen. And then Mother Helen came with wisdom. Amen. acknowledgement of what truth is. Amen. And she came out of Proverbs 3, 1 through 6. Trust the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So I tell you, saints, a lot of good nuggets, amen, for us to go on and to keep, amen, regurgitate that, amen. Get it in your mind, praise God. Amen. For the word is going to be your direction, amen, praise God. You can't falter when you follow the word of God, amen. You can't do it, amen, amen. But we thank God, amen, for those nuggets. And this morning, amen, praise God, I'm going to come with a gift of the Holy Spirit. That's going to be my nugget for the week, amen. And we hit a few scriptures, and the first scripture was Acts 1 and 8. Amen, praise God. Well, we're talking about dunamis power that you will receive, amen, in receiving the Holy Ghost. And in the Greek, amen, in the Greek, means great power, praise God, amen. And then Acts 2 and 4, they were all in the upper room on the Lord's day. There came a rushing mighty wind. It filled the room, amen, and they that sat in it, praise God, amen. What filled the room? The Holy Spirit, amen. As for the Holy Spirit, amen, says Luke 11 and 13, they that know to ask, amen, will ask, amen, praise God. I didn't know to ask, amen, when I got saved, praise God, because no one came and witnessed to me about being saved or even talked to me about the Holy Spirit, amen, praise God, amen. But God is real, and how do I know God is real, amen, praise God. For saved and nobody witnessed to me about the Holy Spirit. I mean, I had no knowledge and had not even heard about the Holy Spirit. And this is true, saints, amen, praise God. For when I was saved, the Lord Jesus appeared to me himself, beckoning me to come, amen, amen. And when I saw, amen, this figure, amen, and all the love and everything emanating off of him, amen. At first it scared me because I didn't know, because I didn't live in a godly family, amen, praise God. My family, my mother and father, did not make us go to church or take us to church except on certain holidays, which is Easter, amen, praise God. So, anyway, to move right along, amen, just like to give a little bit of my testimony about filled with the Holy Spirit. So there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, amen. But if he don't take that right, unto him is death, amen. So praise God, that's what I saw over my life, amen, when the Lord came, amen, to beckon me to come unto him, amen. So after being saved about 4 to 6 months, praise God, I believe it was on a Father's Day in Germany. And the pastor told everybody to stand up, raise their hands, and thank God. And lo and behold, raised my hands on about the second thank God, amen, praise God. I felt something come into my fingers like electricity and all power. And I couldn't do anything about it because it happened so quick. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And the next thing I know, I couldn't see and I couldn't hear anybody in the church. Amen. My tongue started rolling out of my mouth, saying all these little different words I hadn't said or known to say before. Amen. Praise God. And the tears were streaming down my face. Praise God. And I just tell you, it just felt so good. It felt like a 2,000-pound gorilla had just jumped off of my back, praise God. And some of you out there know what I'm talking about, amen, when you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, amen, and the weight of the world, it seems, has been taken off of your shoulders, praise God. Amen. Amen. What an awesome feeling, amen. What an awesome thing, amen, for my God and your God to do, to give us a gift like that. And you know something? It's free. Don't cost nothing. In the world today, they try to come in and control your pocketbook and your wallet. Basically can reach in there and take anything they want. Amen. Just about. Praise God. Amen. Always wanting something. Amen. But I tell you, when God says it's free, it is free indeed. And so are we. Amen. Praise God. We are free today, saints. Amen. We are free. Praise God. No more chains. No more shackles. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are free today. Amen. And I thank God, amen, for breaking every chain in my life on today. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So let us give God a little praise right now and meditate on him. Amen. Off of this one. Praise God. Hallelujah.
This room.